meeting up, I'd have a running spell.
Hallelujah. You may not know the Spirit of God in the whole ground, but it was here last night. If you don't know it, it was here. You may be like old Shorty was. I started out a while ago, and I'm not saying not to be smart. I mean, you'll understand why. But I had an old car, an old 32 Chevrolet, and I was driving back to the high school, Oklahoma, back in the country, and I preached in the schoolhouse. You boys get all down and out now because you don't have a big church. Wait on your minister now. Wait on your minister. Lord have mercy. You all know David Moore? Yeah. He's the one God healed a cancer down here. A 19-year-old had a big knot on his neck. I wasn't hound everything in the world, but he played on the ball team up school. They did keep the clothes on. He wanted to play ball. Well, I didn't go to his games even, but I said, well, he wasn't saved. I said, you can play a little ball with him, a little baseball. He's batting 400 on the team, they said. I didn't know much about that, but he had a big knot and had it took off going to college. He said, the doc said it's cancer, LD. He said it's cancer. It's all over him. They cut down the top of his heart and everything took out his malignant. And they run a anesthesiologist, 51 years old, said, I wish we'd never studied medicine and preached more. Said, you boys eat up the cancer. And I was like to, Sister Brown, I'd like to search over at Boley, Oklahoma. She said it caught me a little ways off. All right. Yeah. Only reason I say she's colored, just to let you know she's colored. But white's a color, too. Do you know white's a color? I like black myself. I wear black a whole lot. I love it. All that foolishness. My Lord God, have mercy. What kind of heaven's God got, children? And a bit of sense in the world. Ain't a bit of sense in the world. Ain't no sense. Bless my heart. Hallelujah. Making difference in God's people. That's you're lacking brain power when you do that. There's something wrong. You need to get right when you... But you know what? The Lord come to me. I said, I'll put him in the ground. I'll say a word if you'll hear it. I mean, I didn't. I said, if you'll save him, I'll put him in the ground. I'll put him in the ground. I'll never say why. I'll never stand at the casket and say why. I've had him do it, but I won't do it. I said, I'll never do it. If you'll do it. And the Lord said, what do you do if you don't get saved? You see, God can't make your children be saved. He cannot make them be saved. If he could, whosoever just will be thrown in the creek. I mean, he can't make them be saved. All they do is knock on their heart. And then they make their own decision. And I said, I'll continue the work you've given me to do. Did you know God saved that boy? He saved him. Well, I backed to the wall, and David said, I'll take a shotgun, kill myself before I die of cancer, Daddy. Well, it's in the closet, and the creek's right down there. Go do it if you think you can. I won't be down there to stop you. Your daddy ain't going hysterical and run wild over that. No way. I said, you ain't got the guts to do it, boy. You can't do yourself that way. You know there's a hell. You know there's a hell that burns with fire. You know how I could say it with conviction, I speak as a fool, but he knew Daddy was a man of God. He knew I wasn't putting on. He'd seen the Lord work well. He got saved and got healed. Well, I was back there in Oklahoma traveling and got way back in there at a schoolhouse. Don't be discouraged, David. I said, because everybody don't ask you to preach. Don't fall out with good preachers because they don't swing the door open to you. Wait on your ministry. You get all down and out and hooked up and blue because God didn't use you like did somebody else. Forget it, boy. Get a hold of God and find your place and turn it on. You may be the one who has to do like old Rod Joe Quinn. This gets back to him, said him, I said it. Sitting over yonder in Havis' church in Virginia just to preach in every meeting on a ball of fire. Couldn't have a testimony meeting for him, hardly. I mean, he just a ball of fire. Having a little prayer meeting about once a week up on the river. That's where the old boy there away years ago at 4th July and the building's open and no air conditioning, nothing, drunk standing outside smoking a cigar, and them big old boys out there got him a thumb buster and going to light it and throw it down the church. I'll have a little fun. That's why them honor things you still in Oklahoma. They are deacons now. Some of them is our evangelists now. That old drunk said, let me have that thing. He grabbed that and lit that thumb buster and stuck in his mouth and threw that cigar down the hall. He'd blow his false teeth from out of his mouth. That's where Roger was up there having that midweek meeting, and God had blessed his soul being saved. He said, I don't know what to do. I said, don't know what to do. Why haven't you started a church up there? Why aren't you having church every week and every Sunday? I'm afraid it might hurt Havis. I said, well, why don't you go ask him whether it hurt him or not? He went down and asked the old bear, God bless you.
Yeah.
Asked the old lion, glory to God.
Right.
Hallelujah. Asked the old bear hunter, glory to God. God bless you. You may think Hayes Crawford's a slow mind and don't know, but if he comes after you, you know it. You know it if he comes after you. He may be a long time, but if he comes after you, you'll know it. He pushed him out. You may be like I was over at Haskell, called to preach and know where to preach, hardly. Preached in a school where house brother Nick Copenhagen that run the meeting. It ain't right, you that, children. You can't say the good of mouth either. Send your soul to hell on top of that. Amen? He said, we can't have no revivals here for sure. There won't nobody come. He had the door blocked. Bless my heart. The Lord said, you hold a meeting here. I said, I think you better start a revival. I went 40 miles to get one gasoline lantern hanging there and borrowed some other folks and moved benches up outside the building and started outside the revival. Bless my heart. The only way I got the benches, I drove to town and drove up to the store for the mayor of the town running. And I walked into him and I said, I need seats to hold a revival out there at that schoolhouse. Never seen him in my life and never seen me. What do you mean, buddy? I said, I want to borrow the park seats. He said, I'm going to loan them to you. You ever hear of such a thing? Well, I just want to tell it like this so it won't sound unbelievable. I walked back out the curb and there sat a big truck. And a fellow named Toy Kreiner sitting in it. Never knowed him. Never met him. He said, son, have you got any use for this truck? This is unbelievable, nearly. Yeah, said, I do have. Said, I've heard about you. Don't know you. You got any need for this truck? Now, how about that timing? Yes, I need to haul a bunch of benches. John Adams' truck sitting behind his. Said, son, would you need another? Don't tell me God don't work. You told John, you told Paul, I didn't tell him nothing. I just went in and asked the mayor of the town, could I borrow the seats? I'm just talking this for young preachers, Brother Heisel. Don't be discouraged, boy. Tell you what, if you come to Moore, Oklahoma, I live out of ways from there. You say God sent you to start a church. I couldn't say we done got one. But if you as full of zeal as I was and I started night and tell it and God will help me to discern it, I'll say, get to Lords and Nails, boy. Get you a piece of ground around here and I'll help you build it and more power to you and turn your minister on, glory to God. Bless my heart, I've traveled all my life. I can take you to towns right now that ain't got one good holiness church in them. It's got thousands of people in them. I can do it. Started that meeting out there and Shorty came. You know who Shorty is? Well, he is a school teacher right across the way in a schoolhouse, and he didn't believe in the power of God. And one night Shorty come. He said, I'll bring some onions to rub in my eyes tomorrow night so I can cry. He put it on us. I prayed under the black jacks the next day for Shorty. And you know he is there that night. I watched Shorty when he went for his handkerchief. I seen Shorty when he wiped the tears off of one side and off the other. And when the school board got mad at me because they got under conviction, had to get permission to cut the schoolyard, fence and park the schoolyard, to come a horseback, a foot back, and then wagons. That's back there a while. They got such conviction on them till they got mad and closed me out. Said you had to have summer school. But Shorty was there. He said, LD, my school has got electric lights. Did you hear that? Electric lights. And funeral home fans, just modern as you could get, nearly. I mean, oh, glory to God. I couldn't hardly believe it. You could see the people. I mean, lights. I just thrill my soul, glory to God. Moved over there. Shorty prayed through it 2 weeks, 2 years. 2 years. Prayer meeting in that schoolhouse come out of that revival. Well, that's early days. Hang in there. That's all I can tell you. Don't get hooked up to the stock market. You'll have liver trouble. Be hard to live here. Give you liver trouble. Besides high blood pressure and heart trouble. Amen. Don't get all tied up to this worldly stuff. You can't get anywhere like that. I've been here and had a dream since I've been here. I've got two boys that are preaching. One of them's into it. He wouldn't tell Daddy. The Lord gave me a dream. I seen him. He said two words to me. I don't have many dreams. Don't stake your doctrine upon dreams. Get it on the Bible. I mean, your leadership all come from dreams. You're going to run a river somewhere. But I mean, you can get something from God. Joseph did. And I saw Terry, and he said two words to me. And I've been to Boys Church here, and know behind LL's back. He had enough to carry. I didn't want him to know I'd run a telephone bill on the church. That'd be too much on him, all he's got to carry anyway. So I talked to the deacons and elders and trustees and things here. And I said, boys, I've got to make a call, and I've got a credit card right here. And you know, LLA wouldn't let me use that credit card. They never did. They said I was one of their guests, and they wouldn't do it. But I had to make two calls to find him. When he did, I saw him, seen you in a dream. I said, what's going on? Oh, he said nothing. I said, you're talking to your daddy, boy. If you are 24 years old, you don't dip and dodge and duck on me. You talk it to me. Great God. I want it like it is.
Yes, sir.
I mean, he's my buddy, you know. I said, I didn't want to tell you. I said, well, you said two words to me in the dream. I said, that's the way it is, looks like. Just took two words.
All right.
No, we ain't no falling out. We're falling in.
All right.
You know what? You build your ministry on whether or not everybody amens you or whether or not everything seems to be successful. Everywhere you go, you're going to get kicked out of the saddle.
Yes.
You're going overboard pretty soon. I had a boy out there at that schoolhouse, or God did. It took a while.
All right.
Lord, I'd go to town every Saturday. Everybody come to town, and I'd preach on the street corner.
Right.
Yeah. I read it. Now, LL, I know that the best thing really to do is take a text and just stay right on it, but somehow or another, I've been shook up ever since I got here, and before I got here, and before this, and another place, too. I'd just get over there at Haskell, Oklahoma on Saturday and ride back and say, would you listen, good people, now to what I've got to say? We've been a-living in a mighty evil day, and it seems that men won't hear the word of the Lord. Now they think you're about half crazy. They got you judged before they get there. Go down here, that silly man. That's all right. Let him come on down. A few things God's always had around the church wasn't nothing but attention getters. Get the attention. I'm not as crazy as that fella come through Oklahoma with that old chain dragging it behind him, rattling it down the sidewalk in a chair in one hand, and his wife, arm around his wife's neck, rattling that old chain and pulling that chair. I said, I'm fixing to cut her head off right down here at the next corner. Got everybody in town following him. Why, God's got more things to do than burn bushes. Anybody can set the woods afire. But there ain't nobody can set a bush afire and keep it a burn and never go out. Get the attention. Lord does that sometimes, brother LL. I'm not talking about monkey shines. He just gets their attention. Well, I just get out there and sing like that. It's my little old Masco speaking system connected to my battery of my car. And on there's a preaching on Romans 1 there. And there's a fellow hooked out a blue steel 38, looked like to me, and pointed another. And I said, I'm telling you people about this last time, about this terrible time. There it is right in front of us now. There's one going to get hurt right here in front of me. Shot the other one dead, buddy, right in front of me. Blowed him right through his groin. Blowed him into eternity right in front of me. Well, go on with your ministry. You can't tell it like I can. What Jesus done for me. You can't tell it like I can. How Jesus set me free. You can't tell it like I can. No matter how you try. You can't tell it like I can. I'll tell it till I die. I can't tell it like you can. What Jesus did for you. I can't tell it like you can. How Jesus brought you through. I can't tell it like you can. No matter how I try. I can't tell it like you can. I'll tell it. Till I die, go talk it. Walk and take it. Tell them about it. Somebody's waiting on you. You're the one. Ain't nobody can do what you can do. Heard a little preacher man. Them young men, Lord, they put the steel in my backbone. That one talked about being a foreman. I speak as a fool. I run a grain out auto store. Manager of that store. Mr. Louis Vinsel said, LD will give you half ownership in my business, 29 Southeast 29, Oklahoma City, Vinsel Machine Works. I was a welder. I was a lathe operator. I drill press operator, Schaefer, and all that stuff. Not a smart man. Don't take a smart man. Just look and listen. Learn. That's all it takes. I give you half ownership in it. I ain't got no money. You don't have to have no money. I know you. I know your background. You go to work for me now. I'll split it down the middle with you. Yes, sir. Louis, I said, I'm called to preach. How long you have to be gone to time, LD? He said, if you can get back in here, I'll still go with you. Well, I'm not trying to sound smart. I turned it down.
Yes,
I don't even have a retirement program. We happen to be without insurance. I'm not asking you to get me no insurance. I'm just telling you, you can make it if you try.
Amen.
I've got more assurance than most folks have got insurance, and I'm not knocking insurance. I think it's great. But I can't hardly get to my message again. But I'm going ahead for it. I've got to try to do something. But you know what, boys? You preacher boys, God love you. You're bone of my bone. I love you. You don't know. I got two of them myself. You know, I bought a new car. I was out of preaching. I had old cars. I wore the office bunch of old cars out. You ever seen five boots and one tar and three boots and another? And whoo-wee. God bless Beatrice. You know when the power of the Lord, these young men preachers morning, I said, I wish Becky and Terry and David and Charlene and Brent and Jessica and Ryan was all here. If I'm with my granddaughter, look at that and crawling out. God love it. Raised in the church house. God bless you. I'll back over Jessica when I get through preaching, when she gets where Papa's at. 4 or 5 now, and I'll back over. I didn't know she's back there. I'll get in a good meeting. I won't wish this all there. Get up close, children. Get up here, there's preaching. Get up here where the power of God's working. You know, bless my heart. I bought a new car, and I went to Prague, Oklahoma to buy it, and went in to get it, and a banker said, Mr. Moore, you don't have any credit here. No, Daddy said to starve death preaching. I never would ask Daddy to help me with nothing for years and years. And the Lord proved him, died a saved man. Best buddy ever had. But he didn't think your man make it preaching, so I wouldn't send to him about whether how's making it. And that's tough sometimes. But I didn't starve, did I? It's like that car wreck fellow told such an old church in Oklahoma, said I had a bad car wreck, said, did it kill you? No, said, didn't kill me, said, I come in. You think well, some folks talk about church hurt? Well, I said, kill them, but it didn't kill them. They're still here telling about it. Oh, you like a good fight, Brother Wells? We put it on him last night. He may never tell it, but we'll tell it. We put it on him last night. He's like that fella on the CB said, he said, devil, where you are? He said, I'm out of it. Went in the bank, Curtis Mayfield went in, told the banker, said, I'm going to sign for that boy in that new car. Signed, the banker said, what insurance you got, son? I said, I ain't got none. This big old boy. Whew, you ain't got any. He said, come here, Mr. Mayfield. And he's pointing me. If it wrecks it, you're ruined. If it burns up, you're ruined. You're destroyed. You have to pay for it. Curly had the utmost faith in me. I'd already told him that the Lord told me I'd never wreck it. I've operated that way 43 years. I mean, in that spirit, that attitude, see. Curly said, listen, I believe in him. I've got the collateral, ain't I? Yeah, you have, Mr. Mayfield. That's fine, Mr. Mayfield. God showed me. I drove it 100,000 miles and went right back in the same bank to buy another. I got in, I'll tell you where it was, probably go home with Curtis Mayfield to him, talking about signs. Went in, Curtis said, I'll go in with you. Went in and said, you want to buy another car? That's fine, now, people are rolling. Now, what insurance? I said, I don't have none. It wasn't state law then, you know. I mean, it was back then. I'm old. Said, well, said, so look here, said, you need insurance. Mr. Mayfield? What's going to happen? I done told Curtis, the Lord showed me again, I wouldn't have no trouble. Long distance faith. They're on the other side of the mountain. Double 100,000 and better. Drove in to get another one. Same bank, same banker. Father another said, son, you got any insurance? No. I said, if you ever in the world get in it, would you send me a copy of it, please? You know if you got 1 ounce of sense that nobody could drive 300,000 miles and never have a wreck unless God must wreck them. Shame on the devil. I drove 1,000,000 miles over 10 years ago and never had a wreck. Nobody could do that without getting into something. Well, you ain't been nowhere. Well, how in the world could you roll up 1,000,000 if you ain't been nowhere? Hat lying devil. Hat on my outfit. Great God. Whew. I just got telling about things. I can't hardly preach for talking about stuff while I'm here.
But I'm glad to be here with you. And I was going to preach on a simple little thought a little while, and I've got to get back to Oklahoma and back to Texas and going on around trying to do something for. Be encouraged, preacher, brother. And God love your hearts. God bless you. Hallelujah. Went to hold a fellow meeting a while back, and all the way there, the devil said, "You're not needed. There's no use going. They don't need you. They got plenty of help. Everything's going fine." I got the other pastor come out, said, "The Sunday school's down. So the service is dry. See, ain't anybody been there, people coming out." Said, "We're in trouble, Brother Moore." The longer he talked, the higher I got. All the way there, the devil told me I wasn't needed. You are needed. Yes, sir. There's better things ahead for you. The Lord spoke to me a while ago. I'll get to here in a minute. I was sitting there. You know, I've got a little pride left in me. I never try to do anything just to in front of people just to be seen with it. That ain't the way I work. But if the Spirit moves on me, I must do that. But the Lord touched me and said, "If you need to pray right now about that, I'll work on that for you." You know, I can't hardly do that. That's a little pride in me. I can't hardly just get out in front of a bunch of brethren and meeting and going home and kneel down in front of them and everybody's doing something else. That's the reason I went on my knees. Hell. I couldn't hardly do it. I couldn't hardly get off the bench. But the Lord said, "If you will kneel now and you pray now, I'll hear you on that and I'll help you on that." In the book of Jeremiah, 2nd chapter and the 1st verse, an old familiar message. "Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith the Lord, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine apostles, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness in the land that was not sown. Israel was holiness unto the Lord. First fruits of his increase, and all that devour shall offend. Evil shall come upon them, saith the Lord. Hear ye the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel." I want the whole bunch to get the message. All the families, pass it on. "Thus saith the Lord, what iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they are gone far from me and have walked after vanity and have become vain?" That's what gets me. I don't care what kind of church or pastor, how many crooks have been in there, how many still in there, what's went past. It's not God. "What iniquity have your fathers found in me?" They ain't got no testimony against the Lord. "Nevertheless, said they, where is the Lord? Neither said they, where is the Lord?" I love it here. We've had some of the greatest services here there was, but I've been where I wanted to say, "Where is the Lord?" "Neither said they, where is the Lord?" Somebody has brought that subject up. Where's the Lord at? Yeah, nobody said anything about it. And neither said they, "Where's the Lord? It brought us up out of the land of Egypt, led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and pits, through a land of drought and shadow of death, through a land that no man passed through, and where no man dwelt." What a place to travel. You don't like how you're traveling? God seems to like to lead people through wildernesses and through deserts and through pits, around pits, and a land of drought and a shadow of death. You're walking there a lot of times. "I brought you into plentiful country to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. When you entered, you defiled my land, made mine heritage abomination, and the priest said not, where is the Lord?" Preachers ought to cut down on that. They ought to say, "Where is the Lord in the singing?" I've been where they had robed choir. I've been where they sang the notes. I'm telling you what, I've been where if they couldn't sing the words, they sang the notes. They knew music. But I want to raise up and say, "Where is the Lord? Where is the Lord at?" There's something, there's an element, there's a substance that's hard to explain. You can't hardly tell it, but you can tell it when it's not there. It's like the Indian went to church in Oklahoma and got out of meeting and said, "How was it?" He said, "No salt." "Where is the Lord? Wherefore I will yet plead with you, saith the Lord, and with your children's children will I plead." I'm one that will plead with you. I'm going to talk to your children when they grow up. I'm going to talk to your children's children. I'm going to say, "Come on back, for pass over the isles of Chittim and see, and send them to Kedar, send around the country. Consider diligently and see if there be a such thing. Hath a nation changed their God, which are yet no God? But my people have changed their glory for that which doth not profit. Be astonished, O ye heavens, at this. Be ye horribly afraid. Be ye very desolate, saith the Lord." It's time to get scared now when folks do that. "For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters. Hewed them out cistern, broken cistern that can hold no water. Is Israel a servant? Is he a homeborn slave? Why is this spoiled?" I won't ask that about the children a time or two and folks. "Why is this spoiled? Young lions roared upon him and yelled. They made his land waste. His cities are burned with out inhabitant, and here the word spoiled is because it's destroyed and what have you, understand? Also the children open Taphahenes have broken the crown of thy head. Thou hast thou not procured this unto thyself in that thou forsaken the Lord thy God when he led thee by the way?" I want to preach on a few simple thoughts on "thou hast procured this unto thyself." I touched this before. I felt like maybe I should hear again for the benefit of those that maybe haven't been around me that much. I want to say again, it's a great blessing to be here with Brother Collins, Sister Collins, and all the fine folks. It's just a blessing. We can't tell it. We just appreciate it. The tape ministry is going everywhere, and I want the man that's doing it to know it. Everywhere I go, they say, we listen to tapes, Brother Moore. Not just mine, but we listen to LL others, many others, LL and others, and we enjoy them so much. So it's just reaching out everywhere. All right? And we're going to talk a while. Thou hast procured this unto thyself. And that word procure is to ask for it. Israel, you asked for that. In the book of Judges, the first chapter in the fourth verse, Judah went up and the Lord delivered the Canaanites and the Perizzites into their hand. And they slew of them in Bezek 10,000 men. And they found Adonibezek in Bezek, and they fought against him and they slew the Canaanites and the Perizzites. But Adonibezek fled. And they pursued after him and caught him and cut off his thumbs and great toes. And Adonibezek said, 70 kings have, having their thumbs and their great toes cut off, gathered their meat under my table as I have done, so hath God requited me. And he brought him to Jerusalem, and there he died. We're talking about thou hast required, thou hast called for it, or you have asked for it, or thou hast procured this unto thyself. Adonibezek, you know why you lost your thumbs and your big toes? Because you cut the thumbs and the big toes off of 70 kings yourself. That's the reason you asked for it. You lost your thumbs and your big toes because you asked for it. I want to talk a while on, thou hast procured this unto thyself. Now, I don't want to sound foolish, and I don't want to say anything that's not right. But we buried wife's sister about 3 years ago with cancer of the lung. We buried her husband about a year before that with cancer of the lung. When I preached that meeting at high school I told you about in the schoolhouses, there's folks that stand 4 foot from me and talk bad against me. You see, I just preached against anything I thought was wrong. And I'd preach against tobacco, and everybody used it, including the family I stayed with. And I didn't know the sister chewed until I was up in the barn praying, and she was standing behind the wagon shucking corn out, going to cook some roast and ears for dinner. And she'd watch in the back door to see if bees going to come out, and I was in the barn praying. And when I come out behind her, she didn't see me. She dropped her cud out of her mouth for the wagon wheel. She'd been out there taking herself a little chew. If she hadn't been speaking in tongues in that meeting, it wouldn't have flipped my lips so bad. Of course, I guess I just mess a church up, fella, get it set up, get everything running right, and I go in there and tear it up. I told them they didn't have the Holy Ghost if they used tobacco. But now, when they're talking in tongues and they're using tobacco, you've got a job backing them back out, that back through sanctification and back up through it. And I mean, it's a job. They talk to me like they want to kill me nearly. Why, this thing ain't got me bothered a bit in the world. I can chew this grandma dipped it and chew the years and years and went straight to the world. Was you around the reception line? You know all this stuff about who all's going. If they don't go for the book, now God bless you, they may be your mother. But I'm like Brother Foster was down in Oklahoma City. His boy daddy died and said, Brother Foster, will you preach his funeral? If you want someone to preach him into heaven, son, you'll have to get somebody else. That's too tight. It ain't too tight if it didn't go. There ain't no hog heaven, hillbilly heaven. There ain't no 14 heavens. I'm not mean about it, but I mean, I was trying to help them. I loved them. But hast thou not procured this unto thyself? Didn't you ask for lung cancer when you just... I used to have the habit over there. I'm not being mean. I had it. Had it so bad I'd tear. You ever using that old stinking half and half? Lord, that bull Durham. Leave the office, taste your mouth, ever seen? Roll that stuff up. Catch your quilts on fire and the sheets on fire and your clothes on fire. Yeah. Woo! Hello, Prince Albert. Don't know why they named it Prince. I'll just name it Albert. Lord God. But I'm telling you what lucky strikes. I'm just telling you, if you think preachers are holy angels that's never been lost, they're saved just like you are. Born out of the pit. My God, have mercy. I'd swear off one brand bill and another in 2 hours. I couldn't quit nothing. Never could make a resolution or nothing. Start a revolution quicker than I'd make a resolution. Seems like me, your spirit says that's twice as bad, LD. Good thing the Lord saved you. Hallelujah! Wish I wasn't so wore out. I just shouted myself down, LL. I just called and I just run and shouted myself down. Hast thou not procured this? Die with lung cancer.
Them folks got mad. But when three surgeon generals of the United States heard I was against that, they checked it out and found I was wrong. They've been back to me with it ever since. Lord, I started 30 years before they said anything about it. Must have got wind of it. Lord, it'll kill you. It's not right. I've got a friend of mine, preacher friend, digging a post hole for a post down there in Oklahoma, and little old bull snake laying on the bottom of it. And old boy with him had one of them stinking pipes will drive you up the wall. Whew. Said, ain't nothing wrong with this pipe. Brother Whetstone said it'd kill that snake. Said, that nicotine will kill that snake right there. He said, if it kills it, I'll never smoke it again. Give me a pipe, he said. Of course, we ain't afraid of bull snakes in Oklahoma. They can't bite nothing. They ain't got no poison in them, nothing but a little something to eat. They're fun to scare folks with, but you got to be careful of that. Give folks heart attacks over it. Whetstone just reached down and picked that bull snake up, knocked that smoked out of that pipe, took the tip of his knife, went right down the bowl of that pipe, and that little snake sticking his tongue out. Brother Whetstone just touched that tongue, killed it. Yeah. You asked for it? Hast thou not procured this unto thyself, Israel? You the one that called for it? I want to talk to you all about some things America's calling for. I'm not a mean man, but it's happening to us. I saw one of you young men at the car wash down here yesterday wanting to vacuum his car out. I watched him while he stuck that plastic thing about that long end where the quarter goes, worked it right down and tripped it, vacuumed his car out. Yeah, go to hell for a quarter. Sell your soul for 2 bits. I saw one of you young ladies here in your town, an 18-wheeler pulled up at a stop sign. Now, Brother Moore observed, see. You keep looking, you won't get knocked in the head. If you look long enough, you'll see something. Huh? You keep looking, you see something. I saw this girl high on stuff. Oh yeah, y'all didn't tell it. You ought to get educated a little on smelling pot and stuff. You know, we're too blind. It's our fault because we're blind. If you can see, it's your fault because you can't see. Can you hear me? If you can see, it's your fault because you don't see. If you can see. She liked to walk inside that 18-wheeler down there and come through that light. And the other one screamed and jerked her back. And when she did, she she laughed like she knows what she's doing. She liked to busted her little blonde head of hair right inside that, right down here in your town. It's a pretty wide open town, by the hell. I noticed that. School turns out it's pretty wide open around here. I've been watching that. Same thing over where you live. You know that. We can't stop it. I ain't holding against the church, but just 2 blocks or a block and a half from the police station there, them girls standing in doorways, them curtains flying out their windows up there before they sleep, flagging somebody. Anybody can see it, want to see it. America, hast thou not procured this unto thyself? Huh? When that sister-in-law of ours found out she had cancer of the lung, liver, and back, she had 2 jobs. Caused some smoking, doctor said. That's where it started. She had a boyfriend. He come to hospital. She said, goodbye. Don't you come back no more. Don't you come back here again. It's over. She said, Lester, I'm lost. I said, God will save you. Don't tell me God won't save you. Say you can't live like a devil and die like an angel. Yeah, you can. It's not advisable. But he can save a man who has fallen out of an airplane that's never been saved and headed for the earth. And if he'll repent, God save him before he hits the ground. God just wants to save. He's a rescuer. He's better than anybody in the Coast Guard. He'll face the very deep and go yonder with his angels and rescue men that's never spoke his name in anything but foul language. God loves people and he'll save them. It's too out on them. It's too out on them. But I leave a door here. He'll save it. Not advisable to wait that late. But he can save. He saved old Beulah. Beulah prayed to and God saved her. And Christian people brought her postcards and brought her cards with money. And she cried, said, why did they bring it to me? Why did they bring it to me? I said, because they're God's people. She didn't know them. She couldn't understand it. I said, they're God's children, Beulah. We buried her. It's pitiful to have to say what that woman said in Oklahoma by her brother's casket. Said, you didn't have to die like this. Brother, you didn't have to die like this. Died a drunkard, died and went to hell. Sister said, you didn't have to die like this. You could have been saved. You just didn't. Hast thou not procured this unto thyself? I'm on her. I don't mistake your toes is gone and your thumbs is gone because you asked for it. In 2 Chronicles 21:12, I want to read to you a letter I didn't know was in the Bible until a while back.
I read the whole Bible. I can't remember all of it. There came a writing to him from Elijah. I didn't know Elijah wrote this letter. Saying, thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, because thou hast not walked in the ways of Jehoshaphat, thy father, nor in the ways of Asa, king of Judah, but hast walked in the way of the king of Israel, kings of Israel, and hast made Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to go a-whoring, like to the whoredoms of the house of Ahab, and also hast slain thy brethren of thy father's house, which were better than thyself. Behold, with a great plague will the Lord smite thy people, thy children, and thy wives, and all thy goods. 14th verse. Behold, with a great plague will the Lord smite thy children, thy people, thy children, thy wives, and all thy goods. I had a bad old snag in my mouth for the last 3 or 4 months. I preached 3 or 4 special meetings with it in there. It hurt so bad. It's just an old whole field snag. It had been root canal through it years ago, and I wanted to get it out of there, but I couldn't. You know, I went to a dentist's office. Boyd used to know when he was young. He went to dental college and made a dentist. He's a good friend of mine, and he likes preaching more, and I didn't even know he had business till I found him, and I was glad I did, because he has a friend, and you know what I'm talking about is, you can catch AIDS in a dental office. You may not do it, but there's no guarantee you won't, because sloven blood is what transmits that germ. And that's the reason I told you that, and the reason I stopped at the 14th verse. Behold, with a great plague will the Lord smite thy people, thy children, thy wives, and all thy goods. Does he still do that? Does God smite folks anymore? Well, what did Galatians 6 and 7 mean? Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Israel, thou hast procured this unto thyself. You asked for it. I still believe people are. Romans 6:23 talks about, somebody said don't pay to sin. Oh, it does too. Yeah, it does too. It really pays to sin. Pays off. Wages of sin. Wages of sin. Tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil. Pays to do it. Tribulation and anguish and wages. Death. With the great plague will the Lord smite thy people, thy children, thy wives, and all thy goods. Elijah's writing a letter. I never did know he wrote that till a while back. And he's telling the king, because you didn't walk right. Because you didn't live right. God's going to smite you with the plague. You know, the AIDS and herpes, especially herpes, is a close cousin to the old botch of Egypt that God said, I'll smite you with. An incurable disease, if you don't mind me. You know what God's judgment revealed against quicker than anything else is immorality. Amen. Amen. Immorality, God don't like it. God don't like it. Whoo! We've asked for some trouble in America. Now we're going wild. We don't know what to do with it. It's taking our heroes. It's taking our heroes. Greatest movie actor, one of the greatest movie actors ever lived. It's took him. Embarrassed a bunch of folks. They didn't know he was that kind of feller. But he asked for it. I just want to talk to y'all a little while. Anything happened to you, you asked for? Well, just ask God's mercy then. Don't justify yourself in. Ask him to get you out of that mess. If I could truthfully stand here and say I never had asked anything, I would. But have been in a few cases, if I'd done it over, I'd have done different than I'd done in church work. Even I asked for what I got a time or two. Amen. You don't give folks a piece of your mind and being on the Holy Ghost, two different things. You're asking for trouble. You're cruising for a bruising. When you do some things, you know the Bible teaches you're not supposed to do that way. You ain't like that old boy in Oklahoma, are you? He said, I'll tell you what, I've seen some terrorists in their congregation. I yanked them up. I said, praise God, don't ever do it, Brother Moore. I jerked up several bunch of good wheat. Hey, well, are you listening? I'm a preacher. Don't thou procure this unto thyself. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. And thou shalt have great sickness by disease in thy bowels until thy bowels fall out by reason of the sickness day by day. Your pride will be gone. All of your pride will be gone. All of your good looks will fade away. All of your good feelings will be gone. All the days you cut your heels together and sinned against me is going to be gone. You're going to suffer a very embarrassing situation. Your bowels will fall out. Elijah's writing a letter. Check your mailbox. Check your mailbox. Check your mailbox. Here's a letter, King.
Well, that's great. Another letter. It's good to get mail. Who's it from? Elijah. Who? Elijah. Who? You open it. You open it. Who's got Elijah's name on? What's his last name? The Tishbite. Oh, I hope you hadn't said that. I wish you'd have said it's Elijah the Hadite. The Hobite. A skylight or something. Well, not the Tishbite. Oh, it ain't him. He's the one that laid down there by the creek till it run out of water because God told him to. He's the one that got breakfast and supper every day by the raven. Glory to God. Whew. He's the one that lived in the widow's house, raised the boys from dead. Lord, he can wipe every prophet you got out. I don't care how good they can talk, how eloquent they are. If they're wrong, he can wipe them out on you. Lord, they'd love to have him at the Kentucky Derby. He's a horse racing man. Great God. Outrun a team of horses. Don't you know Ahab had nightmares about that, Brother Corn? Ahab bound to have nightmares about that. Look out there at the side of the... Who's that out there? Said it's Elijah. Look again and see if he's still out there. Help God! Help! God, just hear that old team driver. Go, help, God, go. I can hear him popping that thing on the back of them horses' neck. Gravels are flying, hoofs are thundering as fast as they can go, and them old horses are biting the bits and running. Look out again and see if it's there. As Elijah, the man of God. Go, come on. I can just feel that old skin of that old king are crawling up past his ears nearly. Whew. Is he still out there? Is he still out there? Well, man, his head's back and he's smiling like an angel and running like a deer. I can't outrun him. Clear to the gates of Jezreel. Where'd he go? He turned down the wall running like the lightning. He wrote your letter. Got your letter. Letters are one of the saddest things a person can receive. I read them Dear John letters. World War II. Thought the cruelest thing a woman could do was leave a boy and him on the foreign battlefield, defending her and the children. Write him a letter. Say, I'm going with another man. I'm divorcing you. No fight left in him. Letters can ruin you. I'm talking to you about a letter here. I'm a letter bearer myself. Sent from God. I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon. I buried Jeff Utter a few months ago, about a year ago, one of the greatest warriors we had. He's a go-getter. You know what the Lord gave me for a Texas funeral? There was a man sent from God whose name was J.H. Utter. Lord, let me put that in there. Elijah sat down and wrote another shaking letter to the king. He could have been killed for it. He wasn't worrying about being killed. Yield your bow to fall out more of the Lord stirred up against Jehoram, the spirit of the Philistines and of the Arabians and that were near the Ethiopian. You know, when you ask for something, you may think you're on top and going to stay there. I may think I'm on top and going to stay there. This may not be for you that are here because these go everywhere. It may be for somebody sitting down yonder in Alabama or Georgia, back over yonder in Arkansas or Tennessee or Oklahoma, back up yonder in Kansas. You hear this, you'll say, I wonder if he's talking to me. You know better than to do it like that. You know better than do him like that. God's going to get you for that. God's going to get you for that. He's going to get you. God's going to get you for that. He stirred up Jehoram, the Arabians, the Philistines, the Ethiopians. Stirred them up against him. Everything going good. But when you ask for something and you don't do right, God can make things go bad for you. The Arabians, the Philistines, the Ethiopians, stirred them up against him. Everything going good. But when you ask for something and you don't do right, God can make things go bad for you. Turn folks against you. Wonder what's wrong. Great God, have mercy. Came up to Judah and break into it. Carried away all the substance, found the king's house, his sons also and his wife. And there was never a son left to him save Jehoahaz, the youngest of his son. And after all this, the Lord smote him in his bowels. With an incurable disease, he runs to the doctor and he said, should we get a test run? Yes, said, we'll run this through a test here and see if we can find out. We don't have a thing to doctor with. Not a root, not a herb, not a liquid of any kind. We don't know if it's a foreign. It's a foreign. That's what they're doing day and night right now. Old rock's gone. The old rock's gone. If he could talk back to us, Rock could say, be saved. You hear me? If Rock could talk this morning, Rock could say, live right. Or if Rock could talk, he could make one more show. He'd make one telling folks, get to the altar. He'd say, obey the preaching of the gospel. Hang in there with it. God bless you. I want to try to get on through here. And I'm going to have to leave you. They come up to Judah and broke it up. In a year's time, a disease hit him in his bowel. It came to pass that after the process of time, at the end of 2 years, bowel fell out by reason of sickness. He died of sore disease. Oh, my Lord. That's enough of that. I'm not going on further with that. My time comes to go. I want to join that old poet that sang, angel rock me to sleep in the cradle of love. Bear me over the deep to heaven above. When the shadow shall fall and the Savior shall call, angel rock me to sleep in the cradle of love. I don't want no dying like that. I want to make it in. I mean, I know good folks die with bad diseases. Good folks die with cancer. But say, I don't want to be because I asked for it. I mean, I don't want to procure this unto myself. I don't want to die with God's wrath hanging over me. I want to die with God's mercies hanging over me. All right. I'm just going to have to hurry. We're passing away with liver cancer because of booze. We're calling for it. We're asking for it. What's the difference in alcohol if it's in beer and wine or vodka or hard liquor or 90 proof or what? What is the difference? It's still the same dope. And if you get enough of beer in you, you'll stay drunk longer than you will on straight whiskey. We try to butter it up. We put it, pop in bottles that are colored the same color as beer bottles and built like them so our youth will transfer to it a little quicker after a while. They're doing it. In Oklahoma, they got bottles of pop look just like beer bottles, same color and all. Young ones that don't drink beer stand around and think it's big. They'll be drinking booze out of them. Bottles look just like them. You ask for it! You ask for it! Doctors in Oklahoma are telling our ladies that overexposure to sun rays is causing skin cancer. I mean specialists are saying that. Specialists are saying that. Listen, I just ain't a clothesline preacher much. That's right. Check me out. No, I don't have to. No, I don't preach about that all the time. I think it'd be offensive to just talk about it all the time. Really. But did you know we have ladies down where I come from that's married and got 3 children. Oh, yeah, Brother Moore, pastor 9 churches. He knows now. You just learn. You're not smart because you learn anything if you're old enough to learn something. You just learn it because you're old enough to know something. Huh? Huh? They are reading love stories and taking sun baths, laying out in their backyards, taking what they call sun baths. What, pray tell, does a woman that's married and got 3 children need to have a tan for? Is she looking for someone else to show her body to? I'm just asking. You are procuring unto yourself what is happening to you when you go over and above and beyond what God has taught you you should do. And the doctors, too, say that overexposure to the sun rays causes skin cancer. Yeah. Yeah. I don't care what kind of lotion you rub yourself with. I used to sell auto parts. And did you know, now, there'll be some here that won't understand because they don't know nothing. There's nothing that you need to pour in your crankcase or in your gasoline that's sold in any parts store anywhere. I have 145,775 miles on those 12 in my car. It does not use oil. I don't want to catch nobody pouring anything into that crankcase but number one oil. That's passed a government inspection for cars. Don't nobody pour no additives to my gasoline. Huh? You could get water in there, pour something in there to break that water up. But outside of that, you don't need a bunch of stuff. And I used to sell. If I was selling, I didn't push that. I didn't brag that. I didn't tell them they needed that. But if I was selling lotions for the skin, have mercy. I would sell them. I would advertise them. You know, if I was in that business, I'm not saying I won't eat it. I'm not saying I could do it. I mean, if I was, and I was just a sinner, why push that? Rub this on, and you'll never be burnt by the sun. Buy you a gallon of this, and be sure and get your suntan. Well, I got to sell my lotion. We are products of our own making.
You asked for it. Amen? That's the reason you got skin cancer. You laid out there and bathing in the sun. Get your body a tan. And that's just a sideline from what I'm preaching about. But we are asking for it. Bring on the judgment, Lord. Bring on the judgment, Lord. We in Oklahoma have a woman here with a big old 6 or 8 banger hanging on her. She don't only look like a man, she tries to act like a man. You know, men's mean, sister. They look mean. She's like, "You a speedy." We got one of them gals over there about Shawnee writes so many tickets. We had to get her off the police force over there. She's nutty. All women ain't nutty, but she was, Sister Brown. Just went wild because they gave her a badge. She sits in there about 40 years old, and the policeman 40, 45 all day. Nothing but enforcing the law. That is all that goes on, whether they're on the night shift or the day shift. They're as holy as an angel. They never have evil thought. Neither one of them say. They drink. Israel, thou hast procured this unto thyself. Who are we trying to fool? Stick women and men in trucks together and run back and forth to California. We're not married. We're just making a living. While I'm sleeping in a sleeper, he's driving. While he's sleeping in a sleeper, I'm driving. We're on a level. I have a former policeman that, if there's any police here, listen good. I have a former police friend at Purcell, Oklahoma. He runs a business there. He's a great businessman. Brother Moore, every policeman that I was acquainted with on the force had a girlfriend. You hear me? I'm talking about a former policeman. I'm not saying they're all like that. I have a former patrolman, highway patrolman, lives right down in Georgia, just attended a meeting at Richland, Virginia. He said, "Brother Moore, I was the life of the party. We all drink. We could write you for something anytime we wanted to and wouldn't do it if we wanted to." I know that that blanket statement will not cover all of the people in our police or patrols, but I'm going to tell you what, it'll cover a bunch of them, and I know. I've been messed around law enforcement. In fact, I have a boy, this is David himself. But thou hast procured this unto thyself. This is mother so-and-so. Well, mother so-and-so your age? Buddy, I'm 61. Mother so-and-so 61. Now, Sister Brown, you won't mind this. But it wouldn't be a sight now if me and you were hugging around on each other down here. And Brother Brown, well, up yonder, maybe Sister Moore at home. We're just brothers and sisters. Why, God help. You asking for it. You try to love on every woman you meet. Man. I held a fella meeting LL. In about a week, he said, a week or 10 days, long enough to hold anybody meeting, Brother Moore. I said, I got intrigued. I didn't go down there to tree him. Sister Collins, I wanted to have friends and stay out of trouble. But all I've been in is trouble as a sparks fly upward for 43 years. I'm going to get religious before I leave here, and I may get back to where I can run again. I just love to run. He is a meeting a used car dealer's wife every day out on the road. Every day is a meeting that used car dealer's wife. He left that good wife and run off with that other woman, them 3 children. He went over there to another state. Mama wrote back, "Children, mother wants to meet you in heaven." That kind of people will come into your church. You don't know a thing about them. They act like angels. They quote the Bible. They look like angels. You better pray. You're going to procure unto yourself some problems you can't get out of. It's such a nice looking couple. That old LD stole it in. Say, where'd the old thug come from you got over there? Where'd the old thug you got in there for a Bible teacher come from? Oh, Brother Moore. That's Brother so-and-so. I'd rather call him hypocrite so-and-so. His little wife's still sitting down there. She didn't run off after another man. She's still on getting by best way she can get by. He run off that woman sitting beside him. Oh, I'll put you fat and far like that in a place or two, LD. LD, LL.
Preach, LL.
Hallelujah! Thank you, brother LD. Hey! Thou hast spoken! You asked for church trouble! Put you a bikini-wearing woman in there for a card class teacher. Going to have a bunch of little children wearing bikinis in a little bit.
bought. I'd rather teach everybody in adult class in the auditorium myself every Sunday than to have somebody stuck in there that's going to procure trouble for us, for trouble in our church. I know it's easy now, LL Pastor, and I don't disrespect. I'm not trying to, but us just don't ask for trouble. Let's try to keep our head on straight and walk in the path, and we're going to make some mistakes the best we can do, but us don't ask for it. Amen? Had a church and a fella come in the door with a guitar and a Bible. Up the aisle he come. One of the best men I got jumped up and hugged his neck. And Lord spoke to him and said, don't you have him do nothing. Whew. Hard to preach that night, LL. I preached and he sat and he got mad too because I didn't ask him to preach. Woo-wee. I tell you, he's mad while I was preaching. Big old scar on his neck. That church the best mother had in the church. I said, she said, Brother Moore, I'm sure glad you didn't have him do nothing. You know, I'm just preaching on thou hast procured this unto thyself. I don't like to talk about bad things. I don't like to talk about stuff. And if we wasn't into bad things up to our house, if it wasn't billions of dollars in the red in America, with no hope to get out, with our foreign America look like undermined everything, and no friends anywhere, the best we do for everybody that turn against us. America, you ask for it with your open rejection of God's word, your selling of liquor, your deplorable condition in your schoolhouses. My daughter-in-law is a school teacher. In the public school system. I'm not out of touch with it. Good people in there is having a time trying their best to try to get something to our children that they need. But we've asked for so much evil. We are calling for God's judgment. It's so. It's been so in every generation that done it. They call for the judgment of God when they done it. He said to her, she said, I'm glad you didn't have him do anything. I said, what's the matter with him, Mother Griffith? I said, that woman he's got there beside him said, he had a wife and five children right here in Oklahoma. And said he run off with that old gal to Texas and held a meeting, wasn't even married to her. And his oldest son shot him in the neck over it. He went right on. God was leading him. Probably somebody prophesying over him. I tell you, we're in the office bunch of crooks that ever was. Oh, help me, Lord. I'm sour, ain't I? LL, I sound sour, don't I? I'm sour. Prophesy. Wow. Oh, help me, Lord. Anyhow, he left his wife and five children, divorced that wife and married that old gal. But he's still a preaching, how Lord Jesus. Israel, you got them old crooked prophets in there. Priests said not, where is the Lord? They didn't handle the law, knew me not. They couldn't make a sound judgment, didn't run about it. Evil's the way the mind worked. And Elijah rolled there. You asked for it over there. And we're asking for it in America. I love here. I live here. They're my people. I appreciate it. But look, you're asking for trouble when you don't do what God said. You headed for the boneyard. Headed for the boneyard. Don't do what God said, huh? I'm going to have to hurry on here. Them rats on the highway, them deaths on, I've stopped. I've hunted for the pulse. I've looked on the hand. I've heard search in the neck. I smelled the booze. I seen it running. I was over Wichita, Kansas the other day, a little while back. About 2 in the morning going home. Heard something made a strange noise. I got up there. That car was wrapped around one of them poles. About 4 foot off the ground. Wouldn't come down. Driver's laying out beside it with his booze bottle beside him. It had wrapped telescoped around that pole, and as that engine died, it wouldn't come off the pole. I said, you asked for it, old buddy. You asked for it. Another old sot head run up and seen the jug. Said, he'll never need this no more. And he grabbed it and stuck it in his pocket and took off with it. Another one. Another one. I wish we knew what to do with alcoholism. They say it's a disease. But I found the answer. Got the answer. God didn't even tell me. I just figured it out myself. I said, I'll tell you what causes alcoholism is alcohol. And the way to stop it is quit selling alcohol. But they'll have a fit. Let them have a fit. They couldn't have no worse than Morris has had. They wasn't even drinking no alcohol. Had fits. You couldn't hardly believe. They wasn't even drinking. They couldn't have no worse fit than the Morris has had. Let them have a fit. Kind of remind me of Mom and Daddy got a great big old 3-year-old. Mama weighed 175, 90 pounds. Daddy weighed 240. Can't handle it. Lord God have mercy. Got to get it something. Pacify it. You have to give it a doorknob or tear a window out or anything. Just do anything it wants. Pacify it. Glory to God. Huh? You're going to ask for it when your son curses you after a while. My old grandpa come up wicked and bad, and they all did, and his own boys cursed him just like cursing a horse. Your boy goes up and shakes his finger on your nose and curses you. You wish you'd have stopped him and never let him done that. Here's down the road. Well, I don't think any of y'all is doing all them things, but this is going somewhere else besides here, and I sure do feel it this morning. It don't matter how many teenage girls get with child if we can have abortions. America, you asking for. America, you asking for. School teachers and doctors and nurses, you asking for it when you tell our young girls what they can do to keep becoming pregnant. You think that's a glorious service to our country. You're doing nothing but encouraging illicit sex. God don't like it. God don't like it. God don't like it. You know, I have a strange feeling that I'm talking to someone else besides these that are here this morning. I just have that feeling, and we're preaching on, thou hast procured this unto thyself. You ask for it. You ask for it. Huh? May the Lord help us this morning. I want to run a little further. I'm going to stop. I have a little thought wrote down here. Child molestation and rape and pornography. In your paper yesterday, 21 or 22 year old, I forget his name. They gave him his baby about September the 2nd or 3rd in your town here. And that little 3-year-old girl had been raped, molested, sexually molested, beat with boards, left naked in the floor. They had her picture in the Cincinnati paper, I believe, yesterday. Her eyes showed fear to Brother Moore. Those little eyes showed fear to me. They said something to me that she couldn't tell. She scared to death to say anything before she died. You asking for it. America, you'll take that young man, and I don't know who he is. He needs to be saved. That's exactly right. But he needs more than a slap on the wrist. And he needs more than just to be stuck in a jail a while and turn back out and do the same thing. We're asking for it because we do not prosecute evil. We ask for it. Amen? Amen? You know what? I do a little counseling myself. Fellow come to my home here at daylight the other day, never been to church, never been with him in church. Buried his father, Mr. Weller, won't call his name. Run a grocery store down home, and now his boy's got two of the biggest grocery stores in that country. Well, it's his brother. And he come to my house at daylight. Brother Moore, and he talked to you. Never been there before. Sat out on my little front porch in front of my little house. I said, what's on your mind? Well, he said, now, I don't hardly drink any, just a little beer once in a while. That's how the alcoholic starts, I said. That's the way he starts. Well, you're talking. You're asking for it. You're asking for it. And you know what? He said, now, Mr. Moore, I'll tell you. I said, son, let's get to it. Where's the woman at in it? Oh, he won't get to the subject that quick, you know. I ain't got time to mess around. See, he wasn't paying me $35 an hour like he did Dr. Leroy McCulley. The psychiatrist paid him $35 an hour. Talk to him. He wasn't paying me. So I just went right to the point, you know. But no use getting a flat rate of an hour out of him. I wasn't flat rating it. I was going right to the meat of it. Well, he said, now, I said, I do see a woman. Have you got a wife, son? Yeah. You got any children? Yeah. 15-year-old daughter. Does your wife know about the woman, son? He's farting too fast. I know he didn't want to ask that quick, but I ain't got time to mess around. The very idea of fooling around sin. Pet, you wouldn't keep a box full of rattlesnakes on the back porch, would you? And pet on that box. That's how to make him not hurt nothing. Kill him, thing. Do him like a soul. I don't want that fella in Missouri to kill that fella, but he called me and said, oh, Brother Moore, send him into it. I don't know what in the world to do. I said, what in the world's wrong? Said, I've got a young man about 21 years old. His wife's about 28 or 30, and he was. Said, my house said they go in the bedroom, won't come out. What had I to do? I won't say you, sissy. If I had outfit you, pray for a backbone. But I couldn't talk like that to him because he's sissified. I did, son. I said, son, if you had a rattlesnake in your house, what would you do with it? Throw him out. If you can't throw him out the door, throw him through the window. Put him out. He'd already begged him to leave. He had already pled with him to quit. I'd a lot rather pray a fellow through this old fellow like that out to protect his home, as I had to let him stay in there and run his home and praying for years trying to get it straightened out. Amen. Oh, help me, Jesus. Y'all think I'm mean this one. But folks ask for things out loud. Went to a home. I said, where's your mama? She's in bed on the back porch with her boyfriend. The girl's 10 years old. I didn't know that my sister-in-law was living with her. Out on the back porch. I was glad Mom-in-law didn't ask me to help her. Because I'd have helped her. I wouldn't have killed him. I wouldn't have shot him. I'm going to tell you what, when he left out though, I'd have said, don't you come back. No more. You need to leave. You pet that old devil. And you'll do like Brother George Davis said, to have that little bitty kitty cat, the precious little thing. They pet kitty, 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 kitty. They petted it. Grew up to be a painter and like to tore the britches off the man of the house. We got some things we've asked for it. We've just petted it around and petted it around. And the thing growed up on us, and the first thing you know, like they tore us all to pieces. We asked for it. I felt a little something wrong about that. Why didn't you pay attention to that? I just know there's something wrong about that. Well, you better get on the ball about it then. You think something wrong about it, draw a line on it and say, we're quitting. We ain't going no farther than that. I went into church where a preacher blowed to, and he was getting them all to one, put so much money and write a letter to another, and merry-go-round, you could all be millionaires. One ain't all of us just got money running out of our pockets. You can just join that stuff and write it and send another and send another and send another, and you all get rich on that. That ain't long, y'all rich. Huh? Yeah, change it right to it. I mean, that's right. It's a chained up deal. And you know what? I said, can't you boys see past the Indian nose? What in the world's wrong with you? That went to rich lands. What in the world's the matter? Pray God help you see something. Don't ask for it. Don't ask for it. You ask it for it. Pray God help. Pray God have mercy. How does that mean? Some old man sitting around your church wants to hold your little girl all the time. Always, always want to hold that little old girl. That little 4 or 5 year old girl. You wake up. Brother Moore, that's too plain. That ain't plain enough. We got child molestation like we've never had. And we've asked for it because there have been some loose with our children. Go to the store and turn them loose with anybody, anywhere. Never met them. Don't know a thing in the world about it. Find out what you're doing. You're going to ask for trouble if you don't. I don't mean that's a multi-million dollar business, that pornography and that child molestation running wild on us. Right around us disappearing. It's got around us, I tell you. Broken homes, we've asked for it. Flirting with the opposite sex, what caused broken homes. Flirting with the opposite sex, what causes broken homes. Israel, you've asked for it. Your children half and half. They speaking half the speech of the Ashdods and half the speech of the Amorites because you just messed around. You fooled around and asked for it. Amen. I don't care what my boy goes with, just so it's saved. Well, anybody can say that. You better watch and you better run a little investigation here and see what's going on. Young people, this Brother Moore, I know this is not evangelistic. I know that. But see, I do know that in this day meeting that I'm not a deal with evangelistic service necessarily because church folks, pastors, preachers, there's a lot sharing these different things. I know it. But you know what? I've been in trouble now. I pastored one church and here blowed a carload of young men in, had some of the best girls in there you ever seen. They could. Doing service, you know. Can't hardly have service. One of them, one old boy come there, got one of the girls kind of stuck on him. She didn't know that I know what he is, doing a little drinking, a little smoking on the side. She couldn't smell nothing or something. I don't know what's the matter with her. No sense of smell. Didn't have sense not to smell. That's what she makes it. Get down that altar and look off up there at her. I wasn't a praying. I don't pray part of the time. I don't even try to pray sometimes. Devil's on the loose. Brother Welch are running all over the country and all in the church at times. Me up there praying, sometimes I ain't praying at all. Went to all the other night and the boy supposed to pray down my church and young man ain't been in too long. Just got him off of snuff a while back. Got back to God. Good boy. Just got in a trap. His head went down the altar and that distant boy seen all he does, sat up there all the time. Church going, hey, did you ever hear Monkey Joe? Always full of foolishness. That's all he's full. They can't have church for him, huh? Went to altar and he dodged his head in beside us. Didn't say a word in prayer. Just, what'd you do? I just eased over there in my good sanctified spirit. I said, get to praying, boy. Go to praying. You go to praying. I scared him. I meant to scare him. I'm scary looking.
looking out for soul. Our school teachers and our school superintendents, I could get a little more success at the schoolhouse if Mama and Papa wouldn't have such a fit if they burned Johnny's bottom for being so bad at school. Thou hast procured this unto thyself, an uncontrolled society, because you won't be controlled. How what the school daddy said, if you get a whipping at school, you get one at home. I never told it down at the house. I begged the teacher to give me another chance. I got help because I had some control down there. I'm going to tell you, I went to that girl, I said, you want to marry a fellow, keep you on the back seat of the church the rest of your life? You want to marry a drinker? Well, no, Brother Moore. Well, you drop that fellow like a dirty shirt then. You drop him like a hot potato. Well, I got a whipping over it, but she quit him. Married that old preacher boy, and they've been married 25 years, traveled all over the whole country, got a blessed family, lives holy for God. At the church, I'm just preaching on that. I have procured this unto myself. I'm in a hurry. I got to go home. If I wasn't in a hurry, I wouldn't preach an hour and a half. Past the church, and one girl in there going to an old boy. I know there wasn't nothing to him. It could be something to him, but if there ain't nothing to him, there ain't nothing to him, is it? Well, we'll take a chance. Let her marry him anyhow. Yeah, let her ride the rough storm. Let her ride the blowout. Let her ride the hurricane. Let her come crying and bawling and squalling after a while, begging us every hour of the night to help her because it's a mean turn. Now, you hook them up like you want to. Brother Moore's going to hook them up best he can. And then if they have trouble, we're going to ride it out with them. But, and I'm not making fun. Now, if you're here and you're in trouble, I'll wish you. I'm for you. I'll pray for you. I'm talking to these that ain't in it yet. I went to her that night. I said, you drop this boy. Don't you go with him no more. Brother Moore, you mean you run people's business? Yeah, all the time I do, son. Can't hardly go. Once in a while I will. You'd be glad if it was yours and I done it. That's why you say, thank God I'm glad Brother Moore got in there. I don't like it, see. I mean, it ain't the best thing I like to do. I don't want to get a whooping welts. But I went to her and said, won't you drop him tonight? Won't you fool with him no more? He's bad. I knew tales. I knew what to do. Oh, she said, I was supposed to tell him whether to marry him tonight or not. Who got in just in time, didn't he? She dropped him. She married that old boy from Kansas. He got 5 lovely children. He's been a deacon in the church, secretary in the church. He's been in church years and years and years. Well, you pull out in front of an 18-wheeler, got 30 ton on. You think just because you get straightened out in front of him, you got it made. You may be mashed flat quickly. You ask for it. Let him go on by. There's room behind him. Go on by. I'm gonna run down to a screeching halt here. It's always good to be here. I enjoy coming. All the great food and the great hospitality. Change to come back. We'll come again sometime and be with you. I like to leave on a better note, but as you leave and you think, kind of remember, Brother Moore said, thou hast procured this unto thyself. Don't ask for it.